For more than a year now, we've seen a sharp drop in grain prices while input prices remain on the higher side. One expert says he expects grain prices to remain low for a while.
I would describe my views as leaning towards the bearish scenario.
Dr. Scott Irwin is an author, professor, and chair of agricultural marketing at the University of Illinois. He's also the most recent guest on the Ag Bioscience podcast, hosted by Mitch Frazier and presented by Agrinovus Indiana.
I think unless something really dramatic happens to U.S. crops this summer, we're heading into what is a fairly regular cyclical downturn in agricultural crop prices. Livestock prices don't always fit so neatly in that picture, but at least on the crop side, we're looking at a typical down slope of the price cycle.
And he says that will likely lead to some tough decisions for Indiana's farmers.
Basically, the theme will be pullback, tightening down the hatches, so to speak, less aggressive strategies. You know, just everybody is going to be trying to operate their businesses in a less flush margin environment. You have layoffs, cutbacks in capital expenditures, those kinds of things, I think, will be probably the order of the day.
And even though Dr. Irwin's outlook sounds pessimistic, he believes that the continued downturn in grain prices will only be short term.
No upcycle or downcycle of prices ever lasts forever. And that's one of the things you learn really studying these markets is kind of the emotional, psychological element, Mitch. And there's real truth to this idea that when prices are near the top, people tend to get a little too optimistic and think they're always going to be this high. But equally, and sometimes even more in reverse, when prices go low, extreme pessimism can take over and we're never going to get out of this. But we always do.
You can check out the complete conversation between Dr. Scott Irwin and Mitch Frazier as part of the Ag Bioscience podcast. You can find it at agrinovusindiana.com or the Hoosier Ag Today podcast page at our website. I'm CJ Miller.